And hello, hello, hello there. You guys are all tuned into Intersections, the very first edition of Intersections this year. Well, the very first edition of Intersections ever. This is the spoken word podcasting news radio show produced by the CITR Gender Empowerment Collective. It is a pretty cool thing. We are excited to be here with all of you. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out here with the Gender Empowerment Collective, broadcasting from Unceded Musqueam territory here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to be spending the next show kind of talking a bit about the collective, what we plan to do this year, some cool events coming up this week, and whatever else brings us about. The song you heard kicking off the show was from local unit The Courtneys. The track was Lost Boys off of their recent album, The Courtneys 2. So we've got all the housekeeping out of the way. Why don't we kind of go around the table and introduce ourselves, collective members? Just feel free to say hello, talk about what you're excited for the year. We're going to just kind of wing it. Woo! Woo!
I'm Rachel. I'm here in the studio today with our lovely collective members of the Gender Empowerment Collective. I am super stoked for this year. This is second or third year of the Gender Empowerment Collective now, so we're chugging along, doing our thing as the wonderful collective that we are. And I'm in the studio with three other lovely folks who are going to introduce themselves.
And you're the seasoned vet, so.
Yeah, I'm the seasoned vet. I was thinking whether I should use the word, like, veteran or not, just because of, like, the implications that word has. But yeah, in some ways I am the seasoned vet. I was around for quite a while at CITR now. I kind of feel like an old guy, but I'm not old. But it kind of feels that way.
I think anybody
in radio years, like dog years, but radio years.
I think no matter who you are, you can have an old guy spirit in you.
That's true.
Kind of how I think about a lot of that stuff. Yeah. And as like a newcomer here for background, I come to CITR from CJSW in Calgary. I appreciate old guys like you helping me find the ropes and helping the rest of us find the ropes too. Welcome, Rach.
Thank you.
Hi there, I'm Maxime. I'm not a veteran at the radio, but I'm just old. I'm from 92, so apparently in UBC that is a lot in dog years.
Yeah, you got 3 years on me.
Yeah, there you go. Luckily, I look younger, apparently. But
you bring wisdom.
I don't know if I bring wisdom. I hope to bring wisdom, but we'll try. That's the goal here.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Definitely cool. Great.
Hi, my name is Kenzie. I'm very brand new to UBC and CITR, so I'm just kind of excited to learn the ways, and this is my very first time on radio, so that's all I gotta say.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
So my name is Sup, like, yo, what's up, but that's not the meaning of it. So yeah, I'm also pretty new to this, and I look forward to sharing my work and interviews with you guys, so just check them out soon.
Fantastic. And yeah, a bit of a background on the collective is we're made up of CITR members across the board, some UBC students, but community members are also welcome to get involved. And we produce this show every week, as well as some online content for CITR's blog and Discorder. As the collective coordinator, I get to wrangle everybody up together. But the goal is that we'll have dozens and dozens of cool, excited folks here to produce cool radio content on intersectional feminism. And if any of you out there in radio land want to join the Gender Empowerment Collective here at CITR, you can. You can just email me at genderempowerment@citr.ca or our volunteer coordinator, Eleanor, at volunteer@citr.ca, and we will hook you up with the chance to sit in this studio with all of us cool people, which is really the dream, if you ask me. It's a lot of fun. And so after the next little music break here, we'll talk a bit about our collective's goals and kind of the mandate set out for us and what kind of cool content you can expect in this hour in the coming ways. So, but before that, we're going to hear a little bit from Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck. The track is You Let Me Down, and keep it locked here on CITR.
I love the pleasure of your company. Everything was okay when you're your hands were there to comfort me. And I know that after all I put you through, the pleasure of my absence is the least that I could give to you. I got swept away in your oceans. You told stinging truths, and whoa, they left me swollen. And I know you never meant to injure me. So I reached for your hands, but your fingers were too slippery. So can we take it from the top before I take the blame? What was and what you thought it was, and what a shame I put my trust in you. So can we take it from the top before I take the blame? What was and what you thought it was, and what a shame I put my trust in you. Can we take it from the top before I take the blame? What was and what you thought I was, and what a shame I put my trust in you.
Fading out in the background right there, that was Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck off the album When I Get Better. The track was You Let Me Down. You're tuned into Intersections, the wonderful radio program of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective, which is three words. It's a lot of words, but they're good words. They're important words, and they do important things. And the Gender Empowerment Collective is a fairly new entity in and of itself. For a long time here at CITR, we were called the Women's Collective, and we produced, I think the show's gone through a few different name changes. It was called Lady Radio at one point. Last year, for a while, it was called Babe Waves. This year, it's called Intersections, because we just love to rebrand, which is not a bad thing. I think that as our own takes on feminism and feminist discourse change and evolve, we have to change how we think about them too, and that's okay. I think being open to that change is one of the most important things about being engaged in activism and things like that. And so along with the rebranding last year, the Gender Empowerment Collective kind of reevaluated a lot of goals and came up with a new set of guidelines and rules. And so these are kind of the structures that we will be operating on for the coming year. When we think about the content that we produce for all of you out there in radio land, whether that's interviews with really cool, interesting people, podcast segments of important issues facing gender minorities here in Vancouver, or discussion of cool events that highlight and feature gender minorities here in Vancouver. And so I'll read out a bit of those goals, and then maybe we will chat about them a bit. So yeah, The Gender Empowerment Collective aims to work to center the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women and transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, gender fluid folks, and allies. We want to work with the understanding of gender as a social construct, informing our lived realities, to be active in challenging and revising a conception of gender as a binary. We look to favor a configurational and nonlinear understanding of the overlapping varieties of roles and identities, ensure the continued commitment to intersectionality and diversity within our content. That is, we seek to feature in our content interviews and membership a diverse range of racial, ethnic, gender, sexual, class, and ability-related identities. And so those are kind of the key foundational guidelines, kind of the guide of the work that we do and guide a lot of intersectional feminist content and activism out there in the world. So I was curious if any of you guys, collective folks hanging out in the booth here, have any kind of thoughts on those goals or on intersectional identities and whatnot.
Yeah, I'd say I really like that there's more of a change now for more inclusivity and to focus on equality on various levels. I think that's very important. And it's nice that, I mean, UBC is a big university. It has so many students. So it's nice that there's a feeling of inclusivity and having a space to talk about things. And yeah, I think that is a great thing that we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. It is important to recognize those intersections of identities. I think we see that a lot in the issues of the day when we talk about trans issues and indigenous issues here in the city are a huge thing. And I think that there's a fun meme I think I see going around Tumblr often that says, you know, my feminism is intersectional and always has cool pictures of all these diverse ranges of women and gender nonconforming, non-binary folks and things like that. And I think that's an important thing to keep in mind. And cis men can be a part of feminism, too. And I think that's an important thing for us always to note and to acknowledge. But I think one of the big goals of our collective here, and I think you guys would agree based on what we were chatting about a little bit before the show, is that we want to center the voices of the marginalized gender identities. So that includes cisgender women, but it also includes folks who fall outside the gender binary, which is our voices that are not, and identities and phrases and things. And there's a lot of terms for identity and words that even myself, I didn't know a year ago, right? There's always new ways of describing identity coming out. And I think it's really important to be able to look at those and look at the way that people represent themselves and describe themselves and use that to kind of color the way we go forward.
Yeah, I feel like I know where you're coming from. There's so many words out there and concept that I haven't even heard of. And I usually have to go to Wikipedia or something like that to get a general idea. And that, you know, is Wikipedia really a reliable source if, you know, you can hear it from someone themselves? Like, how do they experience things? Yeah, I'd love to see that more around here, too.
Oh, totally. I think that's one of the coolest things for us as a collective as we go forward into this. And we were talking about this a bit earlier, but, you know, we never stop learning. And like as we kind of go forward into this year and help produce this radio program here and work together, we're going to learn new things from each other. We're going to learn new things from the stories that we tell. And we'll learn new things about ourselves, probably. I love self-reflection. It's fun. And yeah, Rach, you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I was going to add that I think just the fact that the collective and the show has rebranded or revitalized itself so many times just speaks to how much we're learning year to year and how much we're reflecting on how inclusive we are and how intersectional we are in our approach to talking about marginalized genders. And I think it's really cool that we keep rethinking how we're approaching these things. And I think it's a privilege to be able to talk about these things on air and to be able to voice those concerns that we have. And I think given that this is our platform and this is the way that we're able to share those stories, it'd be so cool to open up that space to genders that have been historically marginalized and are still marginalized and be able to hear what they have to say.
And I think that's one thing that CITR does really well overall. And it's I think CITR is a great space to be able to explore this kind of stuff for sure. I mean, there's always room for growth and change, but with kind of a lot of the requirements and things and the culture around here in CITR, I definitely see coming in as an outsider that it's a space for that kind of discovery and learning and changing and growing. And it's very open to that kind of innovation and growth. And so I'm glad that the collective can exist in this space. And I'm glad the collective can exist in this space and every year go through every branding. And the higher ups of that kind of say, go, yes, go for it. Because they also see that things are changing and stuff, which is great. I'm cool with it. And you know what? If the next folks come in next year and want to change the name again, all the power to them. They probably, there are good reasons. But for this year, we're intersections because When I was thinking about it and going through it at the start of the year, I was thinking, what is something that, first of all, will not scare people away with the dreaded F word? Because feminism, while really attractive to some people and something that we do center a lot of our discussions on, can be scary to a lot of folks who don't identify that way or who have some confusions around that word or who have a different conception of that word than maybe I do or somebody else does. And so we want to kind of stay away from that, but also be open to folks who don't identify in a femme way. And so that's why intersections, I felt, was the broadest. And it might be, to some people, might sound bland, but to me, I think it is just open for possibility. It's like a blank canvas that we can paint whatever kind of new radical ideas come around onto.
And I, to add on to that, I feel that in my experience, I've been at UBC now pretty much more than a year. And I've been to various other universities prior to that. But I must say, I feel like UBC is a very safe space to talk about these things more than I've encountered with other universities. There's just much more room to talk about it. And I've really seen the feminism in me, like, really rise. And just being here at UBC and talking to people in class and just hearing their stories. And I love that. I love that there's such an environment to talk about these things.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's what university is all about, right? I think university is about new ideas and changing your point of view and finding those discussions and those people to have those conversations with. And hopefully the collective will be a little bit of that, too, for both us here in this room and the other members of the collective who can be here today, but also for all of you out there listening right now. We want to explore new ideas and new things and hopefully find some really cool information along the way. So yeah, we'll be back on mic in a bit, but I'm going to keep the music going in the background as we go. Next up, we're going to hear from The Oz, which honestly, I love The. Like, I'm one of those people who is like, oh yes, to Thee I say, just because I love to pretend I'm in Shakespeare. So I think The Oz is a great group. This track is Rosaline, and we're going to listen to it now. And stay tuned, we'll be back in just a little bit.
Thank you. CITR Radio, Discorder Magazine, and the UBC First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program present the first event in a speaker series partnership between FNIS and CITR, funded by UBC's Equity Enhancement Fund. Suga Hawawin, Lands Overflow into the Spatial Otherwise, with Karen Recollet. The talk will discuss the celestial movement practices in Spine of the Mother, a performance collaboration choreographed by Star Moronko, Cherokee Mohawk rapper Dio Gandhi's song Pussy Vortex, and the sonic and digital aqueous work of Nahio Métis artist Elizabeth La Pensée's Honor Water. The talk is happening Thursday, October 12th at 2 p.m. in Buchanan 315.
And longest-running international art book fair is back, baby! The Vancouver Art Book Fair returns to the Vancouver Art Gallery, opening with a members preview and reception on October 13th. The fair runs from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and it is totally free and open to the public, showcasing the work of over 100 publishers and artists through exhibitor booths, hourly talks, performances, and artists' projects. So come to the Vancouver Art Gallery October 13th to 15th if you want to see books, magazines, zines, chapbooks, and print ephemera from New York, Toronto, Montreal, Kaunas, Mexico City, Dubai, Stockholm, and so many more places.
Kids know how to stand. Cover your eyes with both hands, looking for a new song. Looking for a new song. Come on.
Fading out in the background there, we heard from Calgary local Ray Spoon. That was Come On Forest Fire, Burn the Disco Down, off of the album Superior, You're Inferior. I always have a soft spot for Ray Spoon coming from Calgary myself. I had the chance to see them do a set in a church in downtown Calgary, just an acoustic set, and they sang this song, and they also sang a song that was literally just called Do Whatever the Fuck You Want, which was like a delight. Racemoon's lovely, and I'm proud to have come from the same place that they did. And before that, we heard Rosaline from the Oz, as well as a few cool promos for some great events CITR is hosting coming up. You're tuned into Intersections, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver's Gender Empowerment Collective Radio Show, which is a lot of words in a row, but again, all important words if you ask me. I'm here in the booth with a few collective members, the really keen folks who came out to our very first show. We'll be joined in the coming weeks by a whole host of really cool folks who have been getting involved in the Gender Collective. And again, I remind all of you out there, if you want to get involved in the Gender Empowerment Collective, you can. Pop me an email at genderempowerment@citr.ca or our volunteer coordinator, Eleanor's email, volunteer@citr.ca, and we will hook you up with all of the cool PowerPoints and mailing lists and stuff I've been sending out. Because you know what gets you excited about gender activism? A spreadsheet and a flowchart. Lots of fun. It'll be good. But yeah, kind of on that note, in terms of cool things that you'll get connected to if you get involved in the collective are some of the really cool gender-related events happening in the city. And I know there's a few that we're excited about and that we want you to be excited about too. And Rach, you came with a really cool one that actually I want to know more about because I would like to maybe go.
Totally. So the event that I want to talk about today is actually called A Conversation on Healthier Masculinities with Ryan Avila. So that is happening on October 18th, that's next week, on Wednesday from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and it's happening at Unbounds, which is 401 West Georgia Street. If you want to look more into their event and kind of read like their Facebook description of it, you can search up just A Conversation on Healthier Masculinities with Ryan Avila, A-V-O-L-A, and you'll be able to find their Facebook event. We can also just share it on our social media so folks can find out about it.
Oh, definitely we can.
Yeah, so talking a little bit more about this event, so something that we mentioned earlier is that, yes, we are centering the voices of marginalized genders, genders that have been historically marginalized and continue to be marginalized, but at the same time, when we think about feminism, it's also vital that men are a part of the movement because, as Bell Hooks says, a writer, a critical theorist who writes about feminism, is that feminism is for everybody. A very, very good book, and I highly recommend that folks who want to learn more about feminism read it. But what is going to be talked about at the Healthier Masculinities workshop, if you will, on their Facebook event, it says that they are talking about dominant ideas about what it means to be a man. So kind of like, what are the stereotypical things that people think when they think of manhood or masculinity, and like, how is it that men or like young boys are raised to be and expected to be, the structure of power that informs gender norms. So like, where are these even coming from? Where are these expectations or stereotypes or pressures even coming from? It's from the structures of power that exist in our society. And then they'll also discuss and define what healthy masculinity means to them. So, okay, well, what does the alternative look like if the dominant narrative is quite toxic and not very helpful to young boys and young men and men in general? And also ways to heal and generate systemic solutions to violence, because we know that often what's tied to toxic masculinity is violence and gendered violence. And if, for folks who are not really familiar with toxic masculinity, it's this idea that to be a masculine person, often people who are raised as boys and young men, is that there's a certain way that young men and boys are expected to be that is often quite violent and quite limiting. So things around like, oh, boys don't cry, or if you like somebody for some reason, you need to treat them awfully, and that will show that you have some sort of affection or affinity for that person. Or, you know, you can't express your emotions and therefore you should express it through violence rather than talking it through with people that you care about. Or if you're experiencing difficulties, not to reach out for help, because that is somehow the pinnacle of masculinity, is to be able to independently navigate complicated emotions on your own and not to express that you are struggling with them. So those are some examples of toxic masculinity. And this conversation on healthier masculinity is subverting that. It's kind of changing the way that we think about that. So that's happening on Wednesday, October 18th at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Unbounce in downtown Vancouver.
And that's a free event?
Yeah, I believe so. You are welcome to make donations because it's part of a workshop series, but it doesn't look like anywhere on their Facebook page will they turn people away who don't decide to donate.
Fantastic. Yeah. So go, you know, learn some stuff, engage in some conversations you might not engage in otherwise. And I think that's what speaker series and workshops like that are so cool for, is you open yourself up to new ideas and to things you might not have considered before. So
yeah, and opening up a space where people have similar experiences or already are ready to talk about it, because it can be hard. Like, I know I have friends who are men, not a lot, but I have friends who are men, and often they express that it is difficult to talk about and that there aren't a lot of people in their circles that they can talk about these things with. And I think something else to think about is that who ends up holding space for these conversations for men? It's often people of marginalized genders. It's women, it's trans folks, it's non-binary folks. And the thing is, women, trans and non-binary folks are often doing so much work to hold space for those conversations already. It's important that men and mass folks are doing that work themselves and doing that emotional labor within their own gender community, rather than always leaning heavily on people who are already doing a lot of work and like navigating through a lot on a daily basis. So I think that's why this event is super cool.
It is super cool. And yeah, y'all should go check that out. Another neat event coming up that's actually tomorrow that I saw come across my feed is at SFU, and it's hosted by the Institute for Humanities there. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. at SFU tomorrow evening. And it's on nurturance and vulnerability in academic life. And I think that nurturing culture and vulnerability are a very feminized topic and very an issue that I think falls really well into kind of the stuff that we talk about here in what it means to, you know, exist from a feminized identity, and what does it exist to be vulnerable in that way as a nurturer in academia. And here we are at the university engaging in those academic spaces, and I don't know about you guys, but I've been in many a place in class where I've been expected to fill the role of helping people instead of speaking the loudest or things like that. And this looks like a really kind of cool talk that's being put on by Nava Smolash, who's a PhD in English from SFU, and she focuses in on race theory, and she has a whole essay on the opposite of rape culture is nurturance culture, and it's used around the world in like counseling centers and universities to kind of talk about the way that we can use nurturing culture to help oppose rape culture. And so she's basically giving this talk, from my understanding, that looks at bringing those ideas to the university and to the world of academia. It looks super, super cool. I have a friend who's a master's student at SFU who connected me to it. And I think it looks like a very neat talk. And again, it's free. It's open to the public. It looks like they're going to be doing ASL interpretation, which is always an important thing at events, and is right up the way at SFU if you're ever in the East. So go check that one out too. And we have a few more things we're going to chat about. I'm probably going to play off us another song, give us a break to drink some water, reconnect, and then we'll be talking about something really cool that CITR is doing this evening. So stay tuned for that. Next up, we're going to hear from Kim Gray. The track is 90s Baby. So keep it locked here on CITR.
When you
UBC Careers Day and Graduate and Professional Schools Fair is happening on October 18th and 19th from 11 to 5 p.m. in the AMS Student Nest and features over 150 exhibitors for you to connect with to explore current or future employment, academic, or involvement opportunities. To help you prepare for this event, the Center for Student Involvement and Careers is holding learning labs on October 16th and 17th to ensure that you are ready to impress exhibitors on the day of the event. For more information, visit students.ubc.ca and search for Career Fair.
Have you heard of Discorder?
Yes.
That salty magazine from CITR 101.9 FM?
Yes.
Pick up your copy of this month's issue at Red Cat Records, Budgie's Burritos, the VPL, or at any of our other 132 distribution locations. This issue features Aura Kogan, Holy Hum, Van City Queens, Good Night Out, and Sawdust Collector, plus reviews of local artists, shows, and other creative endeavors. All in one Salty F publication.
Yes! Yas, yas, yas.
Down, oh, love is all around. Love is
And fading out right on there, that was Sister Says with Heart Placement off of the album of the same name. Before that, we heard from Kim Gray. That was 90s Baby off of her new album, just released this August, Compulsion. Good collection there. Recommend you all check that out. You're tuned into Intersections, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver's Gender Empowerment Collective show. Every week we'll be bringing you all of the great news, stories, issues, discussions, topics, art, music, everything good that has to do with marginalized gender identities and intersectional feminism here in the Lower Mainland and at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mel Woods. I'm this year's Gender Empowerment Collective Coordinator, and I am joined in the booth by some of our lovely collective members who you heard from earlier in the show. And we're about done with our time. We're coming to the end of our time together, but rest assured we will be back next week. But before we go, we wanted to plug a really great event that CITR is hosting, sponsoring, helping out with this evening, starting at 6. So you have time. Wherever you are in the city, you can probably get to the downtown east side in an hour. Transit, it's amazing. And so that is DWAC's third annual zine release and fundraiser. And so DWAC is the Downtown East Side Women's Art Collective, and they are launching its third zine tonight at the Access Gallery. And so there's going to be a celebration. You get a sneak peek of the zine. You can buy some of the copies of the zine, and there'll also be refreshments and tunes. A little bit about DWAC. The Downtown Eastside Women's Art Collective, it's a community volunteer organization that facilitates bi-weekly art workshops for trans and cis women, two-spirit individuals, and non-binary folks, all hosted at the Carnegie Community Center Art Room, which is really cool. And last year, they expanded to include a zine, which this release tonight is the third release of. And it's actually hosted at Plot, which is a new kind of initiative from CITR. And Rach, you can speak a bit more to that than I can. Since I'm new here still, but
yeah, all good. Thank you so much for telling us about the DWAC zine release. Super stoked for that. Best for last here on Intersections, our show. So yeah, Plot. For folks who don't know what's happening with Plot, CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine is currently holding a residency at Plot in Access Gallery in Chinatown, downtown East Side. And so what we aim to do with Plot is that it's a new space that it's part of Access Gallery's larger space. And what we want to do is we want to occupy that with the collectives, the artist initiatives, and also small-scale organizations. So providing a space for community organizers to be able to, one, collaborate with us to work on events that the community in that area is looking for and would like to do, and then also being able to provide access to information about media or like learning media skills. Whatever the community is looking for, we want to be there for. And as listeners might know, CITR Radio, Discorder Magazine is located here at the UBC Vancouver Point Grey campus on unceded Musqueam territory. And those folks who are familiar with Vancouver know that UBC is really heckin' far from the rest of the city. And the reality is most of our listenership is actually out in East Vancouver and in the downtown area. So part of Plot is wanting to be close to our listenership and to the community that supports us. So that not only is, you know, listeners who are kind of like similar to the folks at CITR, but it's also different communities in that area. So folks from like the downtown east side who are like low income folks or Chinese seniors in the Chinatown area. Those are all different communities we are wanting to reach and collaborate with through Plot. So if you ever want to drop by and check us out, we're at Access Gallery, and you can come by and say hi. For folks who want to know the address of Access Gallery, it is 222 East Georgia Street, right in Chinatown. So yeah, if you want to come by and say hi, you should come by tonight to the DWAC zine release.
Yeah, it's going to be a party. You might pick up some cool zines. Zines are great. For the folks who don't know what a zine is, it's kind of a shortened form of magazine, and it's basically a do-it-yourself, more radical publication focused on kind of art or poetry or words, and again, more kind of off-the-grid radical ideas in those than you'll see in, you know, your New Yorker magazine you pick up off the streets. And it's also made by people. It's a removal from traditional publishing norms. They're self-published. They're self-produced. Anybody can make a zine, and you could too. And maybe head on out to the DWAC event tonight and learn a bit more about zines if you're interested in zines. That's one thing I'm looking forward to with my move to Vancouver, is connecting with that culture here. And the event tonight is a great way to start with that. So again, that's tonight, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Access Gallery at Plot. Again, like Rach said, that's 222 East Georgia Street in East Vancouver. I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of bus lines that drop off near there, the 3, probably the 20. And I know I live over in East Van, so that's way closer for me, which, you know, for all you folks who have to commute a long way to school, you do not have to commute a long way to get to these cool events. Yeah, and that's going to bring us towards the end of the program here. How do you guys all think we're doing? Good? You have fun today?
I give us 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
Yeah. Like, it's, you know, those
stick the landing
thing? Yeah, exactly. Stick the landing. Holds up the sign. 10 out of 10. Gold medals. The crowd goes wild.
Oh, well, then how can we get better from here?
We got to outdo ourselves.
We will. Thank you so much again to all the collective members who joined us in the booth today. It's really exciting. I'm excited to see all the cool work you guys help produce in this slot going forward. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. Thank you to CITR again for allowing something like the GenPo Collective to exist. We are always grateful for that. And let's all engage in the ongoing debate. Is it GenPo or is it GemPo? Will we ever know? Regardless, it is, we are the Gender Empowerment Collective here at CITR. And have a great rest of your week, folks. Stay cool, stay awesome, and stay, we need a cool sign off.
Empowered.
Empowered, yes, stay empowered. You know, whatever intersection you come to, know that it matters. Empowered, stay empowered, everybody. The last song we're going to play here is Alexandra Melo. This is Lonely Soul. Have a great day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey Campus.